I did speak to the president about NREL. What I told the president in my comments to him were the following. One, that in order for us to address the energy issues that are facing our country, we're going to have to do it in a bipartisan spirit. And I commended him for holding this meeting at the White House. I told him last year the template that we use in creating the national policy, the National Energy Policy Act, we ought to use again. Two, I told him that the two of the cornerstones to get us to energy independence were new technologies and renewable energy, and went through some of the opportunities that go beyond ethanol, but embrace cellulosic ethanol and other technologies that have demonstrated how we can use renewable energies to reduce our current consumption of crude oil. Last year, the budget which the president proposed would have cut back significantly on the HIDA program and essentially eliminated HIDA in the Rocky Mountain region. We were able to successfully fight back and get those funding restored to HIDA. There is a reorganization proposal that the president has put on the Congress's desk to consider, which is to move HIDA out of the National Drug Control Policy Office. Many law enforcement officials from Colorado have called me concerned about moving the program from its current structure into another office. And so we are raising concerns about that particular move, and that's because we believe that the HIDA program in Colorado is providing such an important function for law enforcement in the interdiction of drug trafficking through our state. We've been very successful in the past, and we need to just make sure that we don't experiment with programs that are, in fact, working on the ground for law enforcement and for public safety. It seems to me that it's very unfortunate that the budget cuts that have been proposed in the president's budget are being placed mostly on the backs of agriculture. 25% of all the mandatory cuts that are being set forth in the proposed budget will come off of the farm programs in agriculture. That's about $1 billion, which includes $220 million for conservation programs. That includes a cut of $308 million for rural development, and it includes cuts in agricultural research of $382 million. I'm concerned about those cuts because I think instead of retreating from our efforts to help revitalize rural America, we ought to be moving forward with helping communities that don't have many alternatives develop sustainable economies. For us, one of the major concerns is payment in lieu of taxes. Last year, the president had proposed huge cutbacks in the payment in lieu of taxes program. It very much affects my state of Colorado because 57 of the 64 counties in Colorado depend on PILT payments for their revenue in order to be able to function. We have counties like Mineral County and San Juan County, a number of other counties, which have as much as 90% of their lands in federal ownership. When you have that amount of federal ownership in your property, you don't have the revenue base from which to operate the functions of government. The payment in lieu of taxes is essential for many of our western states, like Colorado, where so much of the land is in federal ownership. And so I'm going to fight on that issue again, hopefully to restore funding to the payment in lieu of taxes program.